Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com and my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, the 11th day of October, 2021. Folks, unsettled weather pattern overnight. Quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. Rainfall overnight averaged anywhere between about a quarter and three quarters of an inch. I saw an inch rainfall total over in Bastrop County on the LCRA Hydromet. That was the initial cold front with this storm system we have approaching this week, and it moved through the area. In fact, it's a little cooler out there this morning, a lot less humid. Folks, it's not going to last long because the front won't last long to the south of us. It's already pulling up stationary along the coast. As that occurs today, it'll actually transition to a warm front and begin in response to another upper-level low-pressure storm system and a series of fronts to the west. That whole front to our south is going to lift north as a warm front later today into tonight and into tomorrow. The humidity will be back, and then we'll set the stage for the main show with this storm system, a big upper-level low-pressure storm system out to the west. We have a couple of fronts, one which will move through the area sometime late Thursday, a stronger cold front on Friday. Folks, something else is interesting. Tropical cyclone out in the Pacific Ocean, the tropical Pacific off the west coast of Mexico. Some of that moisture is going to get drawn into this as well. Make no mistake, largely it's going to be all Gulf of Mexico moisture. But what that Pacific moisture tends to do, since it's very high level moisture, and it tends to seed these storm systems and make their precipitation a little more efficient. And that's what I expect. In other words, the rain that falls into the rain gauge when we get into Wednesday and Thursday across south central Texas is going to be Gulf moisture, no doubt about it. But that high-level moisture coming across the Sierra Madre of northern Mexico does efficiently seed these clouds and make them more efficient as far as precipitation is concerned. How much rain, you think? With several bands of showers and thunderstorms, several rounds of them, I expect potentially 1 to 3 inches of rain on the I-35 corridor. Now, if we can get that moisture from that tropical cyclone in the Pacific kind of time out, we may see heavier totals to the west of us, but it's not that far west. Over the hill country, potential totals of 3 to 6 inches of rain possible. We just need to kind of keep an eye on that, because if all that should shift to the east, that would begin to target the I-35 corridor. I think by the time we get to late Thursday into Thursday night, there'll be a weak front that tries to come through, and it will, and I think it'll begin to put an end to the precipitation from west to east as early as late in the day on Thursday into Thursday night and Friday. That'll be chased through here by a stronger cold front by Friday afternoon. Still could be a shower or thunderstorm with that. It was a very slim chance. And then much cooler weather. Folks, fall finally arrives meteorologically in the weather forecast, in my opinion, by the time we get to high school football Friday night and through our upcoming weekend, when I expect plenty of sunshine and temperature highs in the 70s for Saturday and Sunday. Overnight lows will fall into the 50s, even close to 50 in some of the outlying areas, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. So it's going to be definitely very fall-like. Until then, we're going to watch for several rounds of showers and thunderstorms as this humidity returns and the main part of the storm system passes. And of course, I'll keep you advised here of any changes. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 11th day of October 2021. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again coming up on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday.